This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey. In the first rak'ah in Salah today, there was a lot of noise and people falling down and people running and talking and kicking each other. And this is not nice. And I know that the other people who are praying in the front, they are not happy because you guys study at the Islamic school and they look up to you and they hear all the noise and, you know. So please, try to keep it down, and when they make a comma, just go and stand in the line and don't make noise. You promise? Okay, promise. Allah, so I'll make the ad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you hidayah and make it easy for you. So today, inshallah, we'll talk about the power of dua, since I just made dua for you. We know that dua is very powerful. We make dua to who?
Allah.
So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we know that He is the only one who is able to answer your dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and He's the provider, and He has the keys to the treasuries of the world. He can provide for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He answers our dua, and He loves it when we make dua and ask Him. We know that when we ask each other, like you have a friend, you always ask them for money or to borrow their car. First time they're okay with it, okay, khalas, I'm gonna give it to him. Second time, okay, what is going on here? Third, fourth, fifth time, they'll be mad. They will come up with excuses. They'll say, oh, my car just broke down. I lost my wallet, I can't give you. They're not happy, right? And even if they do it for the second or third time with a smile, as you know, I call it the screensaver. They have a big smile on their face, but in their heart there is fire, Jahannam. They are mad, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the opposite. The more you ask of Him, the more pleased He will be with you. حتى بيقولوا في العربي الله يغضب إن تركت سؤاله وبني آدم حين يسأل يغضب. The people, when you ask them more and more, they are not happy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you ask, the more pleased He is with you. When you read the Quran, you see that there are so many ayat that talk about dua, the power of dua. And it is not only about you asking a higher authority to give you something. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy when you ask something from Him is, number one, when you say, Ya Allah, you acknowledge that. You acknowledge that He is your Lord. And number two, when you say, Ya Allah, you acknowledge that He is able to give you. Because normally, if you know that someone is poor or someone is powerless, would you go and ask them for something?
No,
you don't ask them. And number three, when you say, Ya Allah, you acknowledge that He is most generous and He will give you. Otherwise, if you know that someone has money but they are stingy, they're cheap, they don't give anyone anything, would you ask them? Because you know in advance that they will not honor you, they will not give you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the authentic hadith, Hayyun Karim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this sense of haya, that when you stretch your hand to Him, according to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feel shy to return your hand empty. You always come back with something from Him because He is the most generous. When you say, Ya Allah, you acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive, because you don't ask someone who is dead. When you say, Ya Allah, you acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can hear and see. Because if He doesn't have these qualities, you don't ask Him. When you say, Ya Allah, you acknowledge that Allah is one. And this is why you're not asking the other ones, because you're asking Him, the one. So all this comes to mind when you say, Ya Allah. And you see in the Quran, the prophets and the righteous, they are always asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something. In the story of Zakaria, he was asking for what?
For a son,
for children. In the story of Nuh alayhi salam, when his people were giving him trouble, what did he pray for? Yeah, for punishment for his people, right? In the story of Yunus alayhi salam, when he was in the belly of the whale, what did he do? What did he pray for?
He prayed for coming out, and
yes.
He said something like,
La ilaha illa anta.
Inni kuntu.
Good job. So he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the authentic hadith, is praying for hidayah for people. Like Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, accepted Islam, and his mother was giving him a hard time. Same thing for Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. His mom was giving him a hard time. So they both went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained, and also Tufayl ibn Amr al-Dawsi, his people were not accepting Islam, and they went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain to him, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them. So the mother of Abu Huraira took shahada, the mother of Sa'd took shahada, and the people of Dawes took shahada by the barakah of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a good thing that you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he will give you something and grant you something, because he has everything in his hands and he can provide for you. Another way of a beautiful dua, when you pray for each other. We know that we are human beings and we have difficulties in life and we have limitations. You know that your friend, for example, his dad is sick, or their family are not doing well financially. It's a great thing when you make dua in secret in your heart, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, give them money. There's a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ that the angel will say, you will get the same if you pray for money for them, or if you pray for a house for them, or a good situation for them, Allah will give you the same. So I'm going to conclude with this small story that I mentioned at the conference a couple of days ago. It's a beautiful story. Sulaym al-Razi, he is a scholar. So what happened basically, he was 6 years old, 5-6 years old. So they sent him to a sheikh to teach him Quran and teach him Islam. So I'm going to give you an example of the power of the dua if it's coming from your parents. If you have a difficulty in life and you ask your mom or your dad to make dua for you, most likely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer their dua. So if you have a final exam, or you're looking for a job, or you're looking for, you know, to get married in the future, and you find it difficult, you ask your parents, they make dua for you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for you. So Sulaym al-Razi basically went to school, and he was 5-6 years old, and he tried to study, and it was very difficult for him. He tried to memorize Surah Fatiha, he tried to read the alphabet. It was very difficult for him. He was stumbling all the time. So eventually he started to cry, and he said, Ya Shaykh, it is difficult for me. I can't do it. What should I do? And the Shaykh said, Alaka ummun fatad'u lak. Is your mom still alive so she can make dua for you? He said, yes. So he said, ask her to make dua for you. So he went home, and he asked his mom to make dua for him. And alhamdulillah, Allah opened the doors for him, and he started to learn, and he became a big scholar. He was a scholar of fiqh and hadith, and so on and so forth. 25 years later, 30 years later, Sulaym al-Razi became a big scholar in Iraq. So his sheikh, you know, the sheikh in the story when he was young, his sheikh visited Iraq. He was traveling and he came back and he didn't recognize Sulaym al-Razi, because now he is old and he's big and he has a beard, mashallah, he looks like a big scholar, you know, someone important, so he didn't recognize him. Just like in the story of Yusuf, when Yusuf alayhi salam went to Egypt, and when his brothers came back many years later, some say 40 years, some say 50 years, they didn't know him because he looked different now, with a beard, and so, you know. So in this case, the sheikh didn't recognize him. So the sheikh came in while Sulaym was teaching, and mashallah, he was very eloquent, and he was teaching, and everyone was happy and everything. Big scholar. So the sheikh came close to him, and he listened to his talk, and after, at the end of his talk, he came to him, and he shook his hand, and he said, Subhanallah, how can I have knowledge like you? How can I attain such high level of knowledge in Islam and wisdom and hikmah like you? So the sheikh said, I was about to tell him, Alaka ummun fatad'u lak. Is your mom still alive so she can make dua for you? I was going to tell him the same thing that he told me 30 years ago, but he said I was shy. But the point in the story is, ask your parents to make dua for you, ask your teachers, we make dua for each other. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. When the doors are closed, always say, Ya Allah. Jazakallah, salaam alaikum. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah.